The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before Him. Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. Welcome to another program with the Truths to Live By radio broadcast. This is a ministry of the Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. And you're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. It's my hope and prayer that we might be a blessing to you today.
In vain men try to enter heaven, for a door could not be found. Heaven's walls were great and high, all inside. Heaven's greatest law.
We want to return one last time in this study to 2 Timothy chapter 4, Finding Our Way in Days of Apostasy. And we're going to look at the conclusion today in verses 6, 7, and 8. Find your place there in the Word of God as I go to our Lord in prayer. Father, we love you and we thank you for the privilege to preach. Thank you for the precious Word of God. I pray you would take it now, breathe upon this time. Bless the reading of the Word of God, the preaching of it, I pray. Speak to the hearts of people. Get glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 6. Paul writes to Timothy, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." And so we're going to look now at Paul. He has exhorted Timothy to stay with godly living, sober thinking, right standing, Bible preaching, and faithful serving if he would be a good minister of Jesus Christ and walk down the right way in a dark day of apostasy. And now Paul, knowing that his time is short, the time of his departure, he is about to be offered up, poured out, his life in sacrifice for God, and now offered up in martyrdom. Paul says, "Timothy, I'm ready. I've run my race. I have a crown laid up for me." Paul is passing down the torch, passing down the truth. He is encouraging Timothy, and he is proving to Timothy, in the face of martyrdom, I approach it with confidence, with courage, with Christ as my Lord and Savior, with God's grace guaranteeing me that place in heaven. And so Paul looks beyond the blade of the axe to the glory of heaven, to that coming crown that was his and would be his as given him from the hand of the Lord Jesus. In verse 6, we see Paul's present and his dying grace. Paul said, "I am now ready to be offered." Paul was ready to die. His life had been given in service for the Lord. Now he would give it in sacrifice for the Lord. But then we see that God is ready for Paul to die, and the time of my departure is at hand. It was the time that God had arranged for Paul. Time and time again, God had delivered Paul from present and immediate danger. If God chose to, he could have done it again. But Paul said, "The time of my departure, it's here. It's upon me. It is at hand." God was ready for Paul to die. Therefore, he would experience dying grace because he was about to die. And it was God's dying grace that made Paul ready to die. You see, many times I'm afraid that we are looking for dying grace while we're living. We won't have dying grace until it comes time to die. Paul's departure here is actually pictured by a military metaphor. It means to strike the tents after a great battle has been won. to roll them up, to head home, for victory has been won. It is also a farming metaphor. It means to unloosen the yoke off the beast of burden. The field has been plowed. The day of labor is over. Sweet rest is approaching. Verse 6, Paul's present and the dying grace. Verse 7, Paul's past and the living grace that was his. He had been a fighter. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. He had been engaged in battle for the Lord and had given it his all. He had struggled and strained and contended for the prize. Every ounce of energy, every ounce of strength and effort and determination and devotion and discipline and zeal for Paul was given to God. He had been a fighter, but he had been a runner. I have finished my course. God had given Paul a course to run, and he had done just that. He had run. Recall Paul's words to the Corinthians in his first epistle, chapter 9 and verse 23, and this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. Paul had ran his race that he might obtain the crown. Verse 25, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Paul had been temperate. Paul had been disciplined in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Paul says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Here was the certainty of his fight. Here was the certainty of his running. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Paul was a fighter, Paul was a runner, and he did both with certainty, with a zeal, with a purpose to obtain that incorruptible crown, lest he himself should be a castaway. One found to be worthless, one found to be unapproved, one rejected and cast away. Paul the fighter, Paul the runner, Paul crossed his finish line. He said, I have finished my course. The course God gave me, I finished, I completed, it is now done. But then Paul the steward, he says, I have kept the faith. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. You see, Paul did not receive the gospel of the grace of God by man, nor from man, but by the direct revelation of Jesus Christ. He had not conferred with flesh and blood. He had went into a solitary place to be alone with God, and he could certify the gospel which he preached as having been from God's Son in heaven to him for the souls of man on earth. Galatians chapter 1. And so God had delivered the doctrines of the faith to Paul the apostle. Paul had guarded these doctrines from loss or injury. He declared all of them, that is the doctrines, unto all of the people. He had defended them from those who sought to destroy them, distort them, and pervert the gospel of Christ. He had delivered them unto faithful men who would also be able to teach others, such as Timothy, such as Titus, and Epaphras,
men of God, godly men, faithful men. Paul was a faithful steward over the deposit of truth that God had given unto him. Paul's past and the living grace that was his. Verse 8, we see Paul's future and the coming grace that was his. We notice what is reserved for Paul. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Paul had a beautiful crown awaiting him in glory. But then we notice who is rewarding Paul. It is the Lord, the righteous judge, and it would be given him at that day. The Lord Jesus himself is going to be the one who rewards Paul at the judgment seat of Christ. But then look at this wonderful truth that's revealed by Paul. He says, "And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Paul reveals to all believers that our rewards are affected by our love and longing for the Lord to return. Are you looking for him? Are you longing for Christ to return? Do you not love him? He's coming. He's coming to reward his own. One last word. Herbert Lockyer said, "Amid gathering apostasy, the Spirit-breathed word is our unfailing source of courage and strength." I believe one of the themes in 2 Timothy certainly is that we should get a firm grip on the written Word of God in these last days, in these dark days of apostasy. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.